This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Sheely, it's great to hear your voice. So, how was your adventure last week? You and I chatted the day before the broadcast, and you were going to travel and meet some people who were going to help you with some production of some of your electronic medical devices.
Well,
did you have fun?
They were really amazingly pleasant, and
yep.
They said it would take 2 weeks to get the quote for doing it, but they think they can do it, and they're in Lenexa. So it's very convenient, you know. It's only a 2.5-hour drive.
Mm, right. Well, that's wonderful. So you're talking about ramping up production of some of your medical devices. Are we allowed to say that on the air?
Oh, yes, of course. The reason is that Lou Cassidy, the wonderful engineer you introduced me to, has gotten so busy that he really can't produce enough. He's making them all at home, and he can't do that and continue doing research, so we're trying to get the load of producing the individual scalars and PEMFs and the Gigatens, and heaven only knows what will come next, so he can just continue to do research.
Yeah. And by the way, the devices that I have that you provided for me, the scalar and the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device, they're just humming along just fine. No failures of any kind. So they're just working nonstop. So thanks so much.
Well, thank
great,
you.
Great, I would great not job. Have
been, you know, if you had introduced me to Lou at the expo in Lebanon, I wouldn't be where we are.
Yeah, well, so thank you to Dr. Sheely and thank you to Lou. Well, Dr. Sheely, I was remembering years ago that Mrs. Fennelli came home. We lived in the suburbs on the East Coast. And she came home and she said, by the way, don't drink the water. And she referred to a conversation she had earlier that day with a man that she just met who worked for the utilities, the water utility in the area, and he said, yeah, we had a rainstorm, and the word he used was cross-connect, which is the official term for what happened, and that was the sewage system cross-connected with the potable water system.
Yeah. Neologism that does not need to exist.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know,
here's the.
Well, he's just trying to avoid telling you what happened.
Yeah. So, what happened was the sewage system overflowed because the rain was greater than the channeling of diverting the rain away from the sewage pools at the municipal sewage treatment plant. Overflowed and sewage went downhill and cross-connected with the city's water supply or the municipal water supply. Well, there's an article I was reading about cross-connects that it's way, way worse than just rain causing this problem. And I'm going to read the headlines. This is the Inquirer. And it's philly.com, P-H-I-L-L-Y, as in Philadelphia. And it says at some Philly homes, toilets get flushed into the city's drinking water source. The underground detectives are on the case. And that was updated March 21st, 2018. So what you see is this image of this guy with this reflective smock on. It's kind of a yellow and orange smock, and he's got his, you know, his work blues on. He's pouring some green dye down a sidewalk drain. And what they want to do is look for this dye in the water supply and see if it finds its way into the water supply that the city draws from for potable water. Well, it's a big problem. And it goes on to say, this article goes on to say that in some Philadelphia homes, human waste, shower water, dirty dish grease, and other stuff that belongs in the sanitary sewer system is going down the wrong pipe, sending it into the waterways that feed the Delaware River, the city's primary source of drinking water. The city does filter and treat the water it draws from the river, so drinking water would not be contaminated. However, sewage in the river could pose a threat to people who swim in it. And the bottom line is, it's, you know, it poses a threat to everybody, whether they treat the water or not. Because is the water treated for every possible pathogen and contaminant and pollutant that could go down the sink, down the drain, down the toilets? It's a huge problem, and I don't think it's just Philadelphia. So the problem, right?
And they all poison the water in addition.
Right. So what has happened is that there are, you know, older homes. And when we say older, we're talking about, and not that old in my opinion, but we're talking about from 1940 on. And there are pipes that have been connected to the city's sewer drain system. And, you know, if you have flooding in the streets, you just send that down the sewer drain into the river. That makes sense. And, but, you know, there are crankcase drippings. Drops of oil that come out of trucks and tractors and cars going down the streets and highways and byways, and then you have the additives that are put in the road salt that get washed down the drains, and ultimately it ends up in the rivers. And then, of course, we drink from that water. And I believe that's this is the same kind of thing that happened to Dishonest Abe's son, who got sick from drinking water from the Potomac River, where the water was drawn at the White House when Dishonest Abe was there with his family. So it's a huge problem. And what is happening is handymen and women who hook up things in their own houses just hook them up, and they go, well, here's a drain. We'll just plug it into there. And so they may not know exactly where that drain goes, because they were not the original owners of the house. They weren't the designers of the house. They're maybe the fifth, sixth, or seventh owner of the house, and things have been changed in the plumbing, and they really don't know what they're doing. So they can hook up sewer connections to they can hook up the toilet or the sinks to the drains that are not supposed to go anywhere except for the treatment side of the equation, meaning the sink. Let's just take a sink or a shower. That should be connected to a septic system or to the city sewer system for wastewater treatment, not the storm drains. So that's the problem that we have. And how do we fix it? I'm not really sure, because it is so huge. It would involve inspectors and detectors and rejectors visiting every single building in the city and uncovering exactly how everything's hooked up. And the reason I know this is because I was helping one of our farmer friends and instructors with his house wiring. And I had to take his entire wiring panels apart, all of them, four of them. I had to take them all apart to figure out which wire went where. because I couldn't tell without opening up all these panels. And I have a feeling that they have to, in order to fix this problem in Philadelphia, they've got to do something similar, but not with wiring, but with plumbing. And it's I think it's a serious problem. And the reason I'm mentioning all this, Dr. Shuley, is my question is, do you think that people are getting sick because they're drinking contaminated water? Forget the fluoride and the chlorine. I'm talking about water contaminated with sewage.
Well, all I can say is I'm happy I live on a farm. You know, I would not want to live in a city of 500 people or more.
I've got to agree with you. And so that brings to mind my next question for Dr. Shuley, medical doctor. NormSheely.com, class. NormSheely, NormSheely.com. And so I was in the shower this morning, and I was thinking about some of the things that we might be talking about today. And I was thinking about the number of people who are obese in the United States. It's just staggering. And maybe they're staggering. But the point I'd like to bring up is that, and you don't have to answer this, and I don't know how to pose this question delicately, so I'll do my best. So I imagine that, in my mind, that, you know, a patient comes into you and says, Dr. Shuley, I'd like you to check me out, and then you say to this patient, you know, it would be really good if you lost 50 pounds. That'd be a good start. Maybe 100 pounds would be, that'd be great. That would go a long way in helping you with your diabetic problem, your lack of energy, and so forth, and this other stresses on your organs. I mean, your entire body's under stress, and it'll prevent, it'll reduce the likelihood of a heart attack. So I'd like you to consider losing 50 pounds to start. Here's how to do it. 100 pounds is our goal, and I think you'll feel a lot better. So I'm just putting words in your mouth, Dr. Shuley. And then, months go by, and that same patient comes in to say hi and how you doing and for a checkup, and you go, didn't we talk about losing 50 pounds? And then your patient says, yeah, but Dr. Shuley, you have no idea. Do you know how good bagels taste? Do you know how good sub sandwiches with salami and pepperoni? Do you know how good that tastes? I just can't do it. You know, if I pass a Subway sandwich shop, my car just pulls right into the parking lot, and the next thing I know, I'm ordering a triple wide, double high, sub sandwich. Can you address that frustration that I'm imagining that you have when you experience that and you give someone the advice that will save their lives and they ignore it? Because I think that that's what's happening all across America. I could be wrong, and I'd love to hear your response. Dr. Norm Shuley and I will be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do, too. You like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and I was talking about that great big double-wide extra-long sub sandwich that some people find it hard to pass. And Dr. Shealy, so how do you react to people who you're trying to help, give them the right advice, you know that they need to take your advice, and yet they don't? Because I'm finding that in my world, people are asking me for advice. I give them advice, and they don't do it.
Well,
they just don't do it.
You have addressed the most important problem facing the entire world, but especially this country. 97.3% of people are stupid, ignorant, ridiculously misbehaving. 97.3%. Only 2.7% of Americans have the very essential for life and health habits. That means that 97.3% have stupid habits, unhealthy habits, death-causing habits, disease-causing habits, etc., etc. John Knowles wrote a wonderful article back in the late 70s in a magazine called Daedalus, Responsibility of the Individual. He said, 99% of people are born healthy and become unhealthy because of, quote, human misbehavior. That misbehavior is junk food. Now, the problem is, interestingly, it isn't just the people, because the food industry is as evil as the tobacco and pharmaceutical industry. 80% of all food sold in the country is junk. I wouldn't drink a cup of coffee or tea in a fast food restaurant. because they load it with monosodium glutamate. I don't want monosodium glutamate in my body. And I wouldn't trust them. I wouldn't trust Whole Foods. I wouldn't trust the word organic in the grocery store. And, of course, I wouldn't trust Kellogg's or General Mills or, well, most food manufacturers. Campbell's soup is not good. It's poison. And so the real problem is that people have been duped and lazed into not thinking about what they must do if they wish to be healthy and avoid disease. And that is not eat junk, period. I don't care whether it's McDonald's or Subway. The bread is not healthy. I don't know about anything else at Subway, but the bread's not healthy. So that's 99% of what they offer. Why would I go there? I don't go to McDonald's. I don't go to McBurger or whatever, any of them. In the grocery store, I don't buy anything in a box or anything in a can. And that's just a very basic thing. Remember, in addition to the fact that the average American only eats 2.2 servings of fruits and vegetables a day instead of the minimum requirement of 5. That's minimum. That's like breathing. You really need 7 or 8, to be honest. If you don't do that, you're not going to be healthy. It's that simple. It doesn't matter what else you eat. If you don't eat 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables, you're not going to be healthy. And if you don't move that fat, sloppy body of yours a minimum of 30 minutes, 5 days a week, you're going to be fat and unhealthy. And if you don't sleep 7 or 8 hours every night, you're not going to be healthy. And on it goes. I've been preaching this for 45 years, and it's on deaf ears. I'm off my soapbox.
Dr. Shuey, it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating to teach the kind of things that you teach in medicine. I teach people how to save money, and these are people who certainly could use some advice in saving money and paying less in taxes. And yet, very few people follow the advice and counsel that I know I give them. For example, I've mentioned I did 7 one-hour broadcasts on this on USA Prepares. It ended up on YouTube, and I talked about how to avoid paying taxes. Now I kind of thought that everybody would really want to hear that. And all you have to do is start your own company, follow your own passion. Whatever your hobby is, follow that, turn it into a business, take the same tax deductions that the wealthy take, and avoid paying taxes on a lot of your earnings. And it's very difficult to get people motivated to do it. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you God? You're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Chili, I'm thinking about, you know, what people might say when you give them advice and counsel. And one of the things that I've heard in my life when I've mentioned, you know, good health and good habits to people, I hear this phrase, everybody has to die sometime. So we're talking about, you know, why don't you eat right? Everybody has to die sometime. And I, that's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Everybody has to die sometime, so let's hurry up.
Right, hurry up and go for it. Now, you know, I don't mind dying, but I don't want to be tortured getting there. I don't want to be tortured by the medical profession. I don't want to be tortured by illness for 40 years. I mean, some illnesses can last for half or more of a lifetime. And is it worth it to me to take that risk?
of not being healthy and of not doing the right thing.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. I've told a story before with you, Dr. Shealy, that, you know, at the bus stop when I was in elementary school, you know, one of the older boys said he was smoking, and he said, "Hey, listen, it only cuts 7 years off your life. What's the big deal?" And I just couldn't believe it.
Only 7 years. 7 years can be torture. 1 year can be torture.
Yes. Yes. And then the other phrase that, you know, that I've heard, and I'm sure many have heard, so what are you going to do? The phrase is, so what are you going to do? And that, you know, so you face this problem, whatever the problem in life may be, so what are you going to do? And what that really means is I've given up. I've given up, and that's what they're telling you, they've given up. And it bothers me because, for example, just this simple thing about paying less in taxes. I was talking to a doctor, a medical doctor. I was on his radio show as a guest, and during the break, I said to him, "I have an allergy, and I don't know. Maybe you can help me. Maybe you can't." And I was kidding with him because I said, "I'm allergic to paying sales tax. I'm allergic to paying sales tax." And we got kind of a chuckle out of it, but I am allergic to paying sales tax. And so what I do is I buy things used, I buy things from other states, and I have them shipped, and I don't want to pay sales tax. So I don't want to pay more taxes than I absolutely positively have to. So I've recommended that people start their own business. And it's not like, you know, all right, so we're going to start a business and we're going to shovel out septic systems. That's not it. What I'm saying is you start a business, whatever you love doing, whatever that passion is, you turn that into a business and you take the legitimate tax deductions. But people still don't want to do that, Dr. Shealy. And I'm so frustrated because I was trying to figure out whether there was a similarity in what you're finding out in your practice with your health advice and what I'm finding with financial advice as a person telling people that they can start their own business. And I'm so frustrated because people won't do it.
Well, it is frustrating. You just have to detach. Remember, number one favorite word of mine in the entire world is detach. I can temporarily allow myself to get frustrated over people doing stupid things or not following the most intelligent information in the world, but I will not waste my life energy over it. So if yep. you are angry, guilty, anxious, or depressed over anything, if you cannot change it, you know you can't change it, then who cares? Detach.
Yep, and our son has actually both of our boys have the same expression. And, you know, I can be describing something, and they'll look at me, they'll say, "Hey, it's not my problem." Now, what they're not saying, I'm not saying that, "Hey, boys, here's something that's happening to the family," and then they turn to me and say, "It's not my problem." It's not like that. If I'm describing something that's happening in someone else's life, and they'll turn to me, and it could be something that they're doing that is really dumb, meaning the other family. They're doing something that's really dumb. They'll turn to me and say, "It's not my problem." What they're saying, Dr. Shealy, without using the word detach, is they're saying, "I'm detached from that. It's not
of
my
course.
Problem."
Exactly. I take this back to the beginning of the nuclear warfare. The idea of nuclear energy, to me, when I was a young adult, and of course, you know, I was in medical school, not that long after nuclear energy was introduced. And from the beginning, it has seemed like the single most stupid thing the human race has ever done. We don't know how to handle it. We don't know how to get rid of it. And yet, I know I can't change it. Therefore, I'm not going to waste my energy fighting it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably...
Well,
that was probably the beginning of my detachment from most of the crud that goes on in the world.
I agree with you. It's bigger than us, and it's based on individual greed of just a few. Just a few people at the top have decided that They're going to litter the entire planet with nuclear waste, radioactivity, and they don't care because they got theirs. They got their profit, and the heck with the rest of us. So I was talking with Mrs. Finelli about taxes, and you know, I have my own interpretation of what the words that the IRS uses in the tax code mean, and I write them down, and you can't get this, you can't get the same answer from three different people at the IRS as to what their own verbiage means. So Mrs. Finelli and I were in the kitchen, and she said, "Hey Vin, do you realize that the IRS is now saying that if you don't make a profit in 3 out of 5 years, the IRS can declare your business a hobby, not a business anymore. It's a hobby because you haven't made a profit in 3 out of 5 years. And I turned to her and I said, so you're saying that Sears, Roebuck and Company is a hobby because they haven't made a profit in 7 years? Or JCPenney is a hobby? Or Kmart is a hobby?" And she kind of looked at me like, "That's a really good point." And so here we are. We're being surrounded and pushed and prodded and poked at by these government non-elected representatives telling us what to do and destroying our potential for livelihood. They really are. And I've been talking to farmers. Farmers are having a tough time. I was talking with a young gal last night. She came over for dinner. And she is an agriculture student. She is studying agriculture in college. One of the few people I know who is doing that. She really takes it seriously. She loves agriculture. She has a part-time job in a government office where they allegedly help farmers with farming techniques. And I asked her, "So how many people do you know whom you've graduated high school with, who are in college, who are actually young people who are engaged in farming and want to be farmers, young farmers?" And she said, "I can name two. That's a problem, Dr. Shuley, because that's her field of specialty. That's her life. Her family's been farmers for a long time. They've raised cows for decades and decades and decades. And yet she only knows two people who are her age, in her 20s, who are interested in farming. Sad. Very sad. It's hard. It's expensive. It's fraught with risks, dangers. And yet very few people are interested in doing it. And what we're finding is, people are interested in entertainment. Entertainment. They want it now. They want that hot dog now. They want that triple patty Golden Arches burger. They want, you know, the secret sauce. They want it now.
And guess what started that nonsense? Television.
Yes. Television.
That was the beginning of the downfall of consciousness and conscientiousness. Television sucks. I mean, when 90%+ of what's on television is beyond junk, it's not worth anything. And now we have something that's even more addicting than television, and that is the dumb phone.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Dr. Shuley, because I want to talk about the protests. And so the millennials were out in D.C. in force. I mean, it was a large assembly of young people protesting guns. They want the adults to do something. Okay, well, these are the same young people, and I applaud them for their protest. I think it's a great start that they learned how to get together, or they were paid to get together, or Soros and company encouraged them financially to get together. I'm glad that they got together, and I'm glad that they protested. But I don't think they're protesting the right thing. Now, if they want to get serious in protest, they should start protesting about the over-policing, the over spying on every one of their moves, the the overtaxation. I'd like to see them protest about taxation. I'd like to see that stop. So, yeah, they want to protest, and I think that makes them feel good that they're out there protesting. But they're protesting, in my opinion, the wrong thing. So what I've learned is that there are way, way, many times more deaths involved in careless driving while using a smartphone than there have ever been in school shootings.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So why don't we start with banning the cell phone? Why don't we start with banning the cell phone? Seriously. Banning the cell phone behind the wheel. Banning the cell phone.
That's the very least. You know, there was an interesting, I heard on the news, I only listen even to the news when I'm driving in my car. I don't do it at home. But Congressperson in some state was putting forth a possible law to ban it only in a certain city. Shouldn't it be banned while you're driving anywhere in the world?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It should be banned in restaurants. It should be banned from being in your pocket where you're giving yourself testicular cancer, or your bra and for giving you breast cancer, or holding it close to your brain for brain cancer. It should be banned, period. We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. And we were talking about obesity previously during this broadcast. And so what I've learned is that in 2007 to 2008, about 33.7% of people were considered obese. And in 2015-2016, it's swelled to 39.6% of people in the United States are considered obese. That's incredible. We're talking about more than a third of us are obese.
Ben, it's even worse than that, because being overweight is another 35%.
Yeah.
So, and overweight, even by 5 pounds, increases your risk of disease. It's like when you get to a body mass index of 30, mm-hmm. that is 40 pounds or more, if it's above 30, that is 40 pounds or more above the ideal weight. That is equal to someone who smokes 3 packs of cigarettes a day in death and illness. So if you take 25 body mass index, 26, you know, each of those is a couple is several years, if not more, of death earlier and disease earlier.
And I'm wondering, how does a medical doctor convey this information to his patients?
Most of them don't. They don't even talk about it because they know it's not worth the breath to do it. For many people, they just won't get they won't even give the message out because they've given up. And how? What if a percentage of physicians are overweight?
That's an interesting question.
Yes.
Did you get a result?
Not yet, but I keep going. Well, I'll find it maybe.
Okay. All right. There's another thing that's happening, and that is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. So in the Pacific Ocean, there is now floating plastic, floating garbage that is twice the size of Texas, and it's getting bigger. So it's estimated that there are 1.8 trillion pieces of floating plastic weighing about 88,000 tons. And scientists now believe that these little bits of plastic are going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. And then, of course, the fish are going to continue eating more and more of them, and the plants are going to uptake them. And pretty soon, we're going to be consuming more plastic than we are already consuming. And that is an extreme health concern of mine. What about you, Dr. Shealy? What are your thoughts about just dumping this plastic into the ocean?
Well,
because that's how it comes.
To some extent, I think plastic is second maybe to nuclear energy in stupidity. Because it, first of all, it depletes the use of gas for more essential uses. Of plastic of gasoline for more essential uses. And secondly, it pollutes the world and it pollutes our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing, of course, is we have filters on our water, but that's just a small part of the solution. Because if you buy canned food, boxed food, packaged food, it's in plastic. If it's a can, it's most probably plastic lined. And if you look inside those cans, Klaas, you open them up and you feel inside the inside part of the can, you'll know that it's plastic lined, sprayed on plastic. If you look at what's in the boxes of food, the boxes are the outer shell of a plastic bag that houses the contents of your food. So your food is in plastic, you're throwing away all this plastic, you're consuming small amounts of plastic that leaches in from the packaging into your food. This is like a terrible situation. So it looks like you've got to grow your own. I mean, that's raise your own and grow your own. It sounds like the answer to me. Dr. Shealy, do you have another answer?
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.